Hi, welcome to Sipping Honest Tea. If you are new here, I'm Sarah, your host, and I'm a current high school senior in Norcross, Georgia. This episode is a conversation about periods and menstruation. If you're feeling uncomfortable, that's kind of the point. because naturally, bodily processes should not be taboo, and they need to be talked about more. Period poverty is the issue of inadequate access to menstrual hygiene products and education. It affects around 500 million people around the world. Due to lack of access and income, there are just so many communities, especially in the United States, that struggle to purchase the products and get the education they need. This is due in part by the tampon tax, otherwise known as the pink tax, that applies to period products as non-essential items. In contrast, men's grooming products and specific medications are not taxed, and this issue has only been exacerbated by COVID. It's especially affected women, young girls, and others who menstruate who don't have homes, they attend public schools in poorer areas, or they're in correctional facilities that have not made the appropriate progress. The good news is that there is a present-day movement fighting for this progress, for menstrual equity, where advocates and passionate groups have worked to raise awareness and pursue political progress through legislation. This includes the fight to make menstrual products more accessible to those living in poverty, to exempt products from state taxes, and improve educational efforts in schools, which is extremely important, in addition to normalizing these kinds of conversations. I mean, why are girls afraid to take out pads in school? Why is the flow so embarrassing when it's natural? And why is there an issue of mental illness surrounding the stigma of this process that so many people go through? I personally have had the pleasure of working with Representative Kim Schofield of District 60 in Georgia in an attempt to answer some of these questions. She has brought me onto her team to pursue menstrual equity, and I've gotten to do so much research and had countless conversations with empowering young and diverse women that I am so grateful for. One of the incredible girls I've been able to meet and work with is Nell Williams. She is such a queen, and she has a strength and kindness that I admire. I am so blessed to have been able to meet her this year, and I have the privilege of introducing her story. I hope you will value what she has to say as much as I do.
My name is Nell Williams. I live in Missouri, and I am a part of the Got You Covered Period team with Representative Schofield, and I'm a high school junior. I started in Got You Covered Period after I did a period products drive at my high school. That was a big deal for me. My school had never done one like that before, so it was really impactful for me to run a club that was the first to do that, and it also, we got over 2,000 products, and that was amazing, and it was so fun to organize and also know that we're helping the community. And I had known period poverty was a big deal and a big problem in America and across the world before I did this drive, but this drive was especially impactful for me to getting involved in the activism side of it. And I also started taking part in Got You Covered Period because I myself have struggled a little bit with period poverty because pads and tampons are expensive, and my family has struggled financially, and we are most of the time able to get pads, and my parents always make that a priority, but they're expensive, and there are communities that are struggling in a similar way to me or in an even worse way, and it's just important to give them support because this is a basic human right. As far as what boys or teachers should know regarding periods, I know that in my health classes, the boys really didn't learn about periods. In my school district, the boys and girls were separated for that part of health class, and I don't agree with that. I think it's important that all people learn about them, and because not everyone who have periods are women, and it's important for all people to understand periods, because they're not gross and they're not something to be ashamed of. And separating the girls from the boys to talk about periods makes the girls believe that periods are gross and something that boys don't need to be associated with. But that's not true, because it's something in health that all people kind of need to be aware of and just understand it. Teachers especially, I think they need to be more understanding of the side effects of periods, especially male teachers. They don't understand the severity of cramps. Like, this one time I was in gym class in middle school, I think, after I got my period initially, but this was after I've had my period for a couple of years in middle school. And I know that in gym class, I had a male gym teacher, and I was getting severe cramps during the class. And I get severe cramps to the point where I sometimes almost pass out because I lose iron and I just get weak. And although it's gotten better over time and I'm able to manage it, I get them very severely. And this was kind of one of the first times that it happened in school. I approached this teacher and I was not comfortable with saying outright, I'm on my period and I'm getting cramps. Now, I probably would say it because I'm more comfortable admitting that. But at the time, I hadn't said that. And I had kind of just hinted at the fact that this was cramps. And unfortunately, this guy just kind of blew it off as a stomach ache. And that really hurt me, because it's just like, I was not able to run. Like, I couldn't stand because I was having these severe cramps. And I wish I had known that it's okay to say, I'm having cramps, I need to step out, I should have taken more control. And I just think it's important for teachers also to be able to understand on their sides of things that girls are not going to be always comfortable with saying they're on their period. But just trust them in saying, and when they're saying that they're hurting. As far as what I wish I knew about periods and the conversations about behind periods, I get severe cramps, like I said, and I didn't really know many resources for dealing with those or learning about the severity of side effects with periods, and I still really don't know that much. No one else in my family with a period really has had such severe cramps as I have, as far as I know, and I do wish there were more conversations held in health classes or with doctors around different types of side effects and how severe things are and when to know when it's threatening. I know it's not threatening just because of I finally have had those conversations, but I wish those conversations started before I got my period, because then I knew when what to prepare for. Like, in health classes, I'm going to go back to that because that's something I'm really passionate about. In health classes, they just tend to cover why your period happens. Or in a doctor's office, they just ask, when did you start your period and how frequent are they? But it's more important for people who don't have someone in their family that they can talk to comfortably about their period to have someone in a community or in a health services position to ask, is this life-threatening? Is this severe? What do I expect? So it's just important to open up more conversation behind kinds of periods, like even just how to insert a tampon or how to use a pad correctly. They don't cover that in health classes, and that's kind of stupid, because not all girls are going to be comfortable with going to their mom and asking, how do I do this? Or going to their dad and asking, how can I do this? So just open those conversations about what to prepare for. Health classes start very young. I had my first health class in, I think, fourth grade. So that's plenty of a time before I even got my period. There should have been conversations early on as to what to prepare for. I'm lucky to where my parents, my mom, my dad, they were prepared, I guess. They knew how to walk me through it, but there are people in less fortunate situations. I think it's really important to get involved in the community to help out. If you want to learn about period poverty, do something like I did, like a drive, because that really helped me see firsthand how it's really important to get a collection of a lot of products, because these products and with the organization I was partnered with, these products went to homeless people or people in shelters or people in jail, which is incredibly important because those are the people with the least amount of resources and funds to buy their own pads and buy their own tampons or Diva cups. So I would say if you're interested in learning more, join an activism group. There are a lot. I'm sure there's a lot in your area. I didn't know there were a lot in my area until I did this drive, but seriously, there are so many, and it's just a little Google search away. You could also start a club within your school that's about feminism and periods. I did something similar to that, and I had joined one like that, and they are really helpful as well because you learn more and you can also help. And then have discussions with school nurses or school admin about what can be done to make girls or non-binary people with periods or anyone with periods more comfortable with their period. And that could be just getting better information spread in health classes at a younger age, getting free products in school bathrooms, or just anything along those lines that you think your school needs to do better with. That's all I have. Thank you so much. And yeah, thank you.
It's Sarah again. As I'm having these conversations, I'm realizing just how much I don't know. And I recognize and am so grateful for my privileges, but I am not able to relate or understand the struggles of so many individuals and communities that live in poverty. And those feelings can lead to guilt, but I believe that this fight for menstrual equity isn't out of guilt, but rather motivation and passion, since I am in a position to actually do something about this. Today, I was at a Dollar General with my dad getting supplies for a drive at my school, and I was especially excited to buy tampons and pads and supplies, feminine hygiene supplies for the community shelter, but I didn't realize just how expensive they were compared to all the other supplies in the store. And with boxes and bags of these products in the cashier line, I was behind this woman, and my dad overheard her talking to the cashier about how she was concerned about spending money over her bank account, which is what my dad explained to me as overdraft fees, and she only had an armful of stuff. And this experience just made me pause for a moment and realize just how blessed and privileged I am, and how much work really needs to be done. At school, I'm actually doing a research project about how these conversations are portrayed in media. It's really fascinating because there are a ton of studies done about the biases and stigmatizing messages of memes on social media that relate to periods, and their effect on women. So, and it's not just women who are affected, it's actually young girls and males, because the messages are internalized by people who view them, and so many audiences are all over social media. I'm interested in looking at the differences of these effects between racial groups, and just the whole process is really making me more and more aware of the gaps in our society, because periods are not weaknesses. They shouldn't be portrayed as weaknesses, and in my opinion, they're actually a sign of strength. I would say that women are not inferior for having their menstrual cycles, and the conversations and messages that are being portrayed need to reflect that. But first, they need to be happening, and they need to be happening in sex ed classes and in schools, so that young girls are actually prepared to confront these experiences without fear or shame. With that, I want to encourage you that if you are in a position to help or are interested in joining this fight for menstrual equity, there are so many resources you can access and so many steps you can take without having to pay any money. Some websites that I found to be useful and some they're connected to organizations are Menstrual Equity for All, Alliance for Period Supplies, The Period Network, Red Sea Project, period.org, and if you live in the South or in the United States, Georgia Stomp is an organization that Got You Covered Period campaign has been able to work closely with. So those are some advocacy groups that you can get in contact with or just learn more about, because going through their social media and reading their websites actually does so much in spreading awareness. Most importantly, if you have a period story, please share it through the survey in the bio as a part of the Got You Covered period campaign. Thank you so much for listening and considering this perspective. I appreciate it more than you know, and I hope you have a lovely week and keep up the good fight.